Welcome to the Young Moguls Podcast. Let's get it. What's up, family, and welcome back to another episode of the Young Moguls Podcast. Y'all already know it's your boy, Real MJ Hill.
And it's your girl, Rankin.
Yeah, and I mean, we started New Year all 2023, so Happy New Year to everybody listening. And today, y'all, one of the biggest things that I've been thinking about just in terms of like the new year, 2023, is having vision. Mm-hmm. So me and Rake, we really wanted to, you know, like just do an episode on vision in a whole. But before we get into that, let's talk about like how the new year has been for like the both of us.
Okay.
Reagan, you could start us off. How's your new year been?
My new year has been chill. Honestly, okay. One thing that I do want to say is, you know, a lot of times motivational speakers and, you know, people that just try to encourage other people and themselves, I guess, they talk about how you don't have to wait until the new year to start with your new goals or to start with a new transformation of yourself, if that makes sense. And so one thing that I caught on to last year is I actually started December 30th, I want to say, of last year. It was the very end of last year, 2022. And something in my mind just like flipped and was like, you know, I'm always telling other people this. If I have the inspiration and encouragement right now, I'm going to just start now. So I've been journaling. I've been seeking God more. I've had more of a relationship with God, and I just feel like that's a new presence about me and, you know, helping me find my way into this new year, 2023. But it's a good year. Like I already told you, I have a lot of big plans for this year. It's our senior year.
Right.
Graduating high school.
Crazy.
And finding that new independence within ourselves. But yeah, I'm back at school for this last year, so it's fun being at school. And dance, I was a wreck last year knowing that it'll be my last Nutcracker performance. But yeah, this year has been good and I'm excited to see what things are in store. So what about you?
My new year has been, it's been good. It's been, like you said, last year, it was around like November when like I really like locked in and like I started getting serious about, you know, the new year. Like I was listening to episode of Trent Shelton's podcast Straight Up. And in the episode I listened to, it just happened to be his like new year kind of episode. And he was like, if y'all know me, you know, I start the new year in November, right? But like 60, 90 days before the new year even comes, he was like, that's when I really started locking in on a new year and building my new habits and setting my new goals. So, you know, that's what I've really been focusing on. Like, just this year, my biggest thing is just growing, learning, you know, just like developing myself overall, like becoming a better, you know, becoming a better man, you know, like seeking God more, like you said, just like becoming a better CEO for my business, like really locking in and understanding business on another level. So my new year, it's been good, though. It's been a lot of, you know, reading, a lot of studying. Speaking engagements have like picked up like a lot too, like just speaking at different schools and stuff like that. Man, God's been, you know, just blessing me with a lot of opportunities. And one thing that I like, you know, the most about myself, one of the biggest improvements I've saw is just my preparation. Like for all of the speaking engagements that I had, my preparation was there for each one of them. Like last year, one thing that I didn't do, you know, very well was I didn't prepare myself for all of the engagements that God had for me. I didn't, you know, prepare myself for some of the opportunities that he had for me. And when I was put in the position, whether it was speaking, whether it was just to, you know, really take hold of that opportunity, I wasn't ready all the time, right? So like this new year, my biggest thing is making sure I'm ready for everything that God has for me and developing myself. So that's been my biggest focus. And the new year, it's been starting off real good, real good.
Good. That kind of takes me back to like something that Lisa Nichols. That's something that took me back to what she said at one of her interviews, don't get ready, stay ready. And that's a common theme. I've been noticing common themes that have been coming up for me this year. And I've been like taking note of mental note of them. Like, okay, these are things that I need to focus on for this year. And that's one of them. Don't get ready, stay ready. I've said it a couple times unintentionally in conversations, and I'm like, okay, this obviously must be God trying to tell me, Reagan, you need to like stay ready for something. Don't try to get ready. There's no preparation right now. You just need to stay ready for stuff. So I've been staying ready. I've been staying excited. Everything's been, I was gonna say maybe like this year I've been focusing on relationships a lot and being intentional about circles and friendships that I'm around. I posted a video like that today, and I'm like, just be intentional about the people that you surround yourself with, the people that you allow to come into your life, because a relationship is a two-way street. You can't have it just one way. It's not going to work. It'll fall off like that. So it's up to you also that if you want to mend a relationship, if you want to take care of it, if you want to add a relationship, that you have to make sure it's going to be good for you and you're in your right state of mind, so is that other person, and it's positive overall. So I've been really focusing on that, and the relationships that I've decided to keep and to, you know, rebuild and create have been all positive. Like I just feel like a better person overall for most part of the time, instead of just having high moments and just low times, high moments and then just consistently low. If that makes sense. So like every relationship that I've had, relationships as in like friendships and family and stuff like that, it's all just good and it's positive. It's all uplifting, which is a place that is so inspiring and happy and mentally resting, if that makes sense to get to. So yeah, that's how my new year is, and that's to bring it into vision. That's what my vision is for this new year. Just, you know, creating a solid foundation for myself and getting myself ready to just always be ready for something, relationships, engagements, anything regardless, just setting the foundation for who I want to be as a person and building on from that. So
No, that's powerful. I think relationships is definitely like a big thing on, on like my visions for the new year. Because like you said, I mean, your relationships, who you surround yourself with, who you attach yourself to, play a major key in your success. Like, excuse me, y'all. This switch of weather in Georgia got me a little sick, y'all. But yeah, like your relationships are mandatory just for like your success and the growth that you want to see. Like when I was surrounding myself around people who just weren't like-minded, not that they were bad people, but they just didn't align with my vision. They didn't align with my dreams. I couldn't grow that way. Like, but when I got surrounded around the right people, when I started surrounding myself and I was intentional about who I was attaching myself to, I could see the progress. I could see the growth. In my mental state, just in how hard I was going for the things that I love, the things I was passionate about. So now I feel you on that. Like vision is huge for me. And like for me, people have their own definition of vision. Google got its own definition of vision. But like for me, vision is seeing something without having the evidence to back up what you're seeing. Like for me, having vision is, being able to see the goal, being able to see the dream, being able to see where you want to take your life, even when you don't have all of the answers of how, right? You just see it, like you're gonna make it happen. I think a lot of people get so tied into like, well, I want to do this, but what about this? And what about all these little. But it's like when you see something, when you know it's for you, when you like, nah, like that's really where I want to go, like you see it and you'll figure out the steps along the way. But I think people like hinder themselves focusing too much on the details when like you just got to have the vision and God will make the way, right? Like God will place the vision inside your heart, but it's up to you to follow it, right? And trust Him. So, yeah, like what would you say is your definition for vision though?
Well, okay. So let me see. Vision comes from, you know, vision is the root of visualize. And so I don't know if like people catch on to certain things, but that's one thing that I've been hashtagging in like all of my posts recently, visualize. Because I have a very, everything that I'm speaking in all of those videos, and I don't want to make it sound like I'm a seer or something, or like I can see the future or nothing like that. And you know, I'm just, you know, setting all these plans for something specific to happen. But I mean, in a sense, I am. But
little bit, right?
no, in a sense, I am because I'm preparing for something that I already know I'm gonna have for myself. And so I put visualize in all of these reels I've been posting because this is who I am now. This is who I wanna be as a person, and this is what I wanna have in my future. So vision for me is being able to just make it plain and see it. Like I think you said it in a perfect way, being able to just see it. And that may be different for people. Like you may see in dreams, you may need to put your vision board on your phone, you may need to put it up in your room. Maybe you just think about it constantly, or maybe you write it down in words instead of pictures. Vision is different for everybody, but you have to figure out whatever vision works best for you. And one thing that I do want to add is people learn differently too.
Right.
That's what's kind of annoying, not to bash on the education system, but I think that's kind of annoying with that, because if you don't learn the way that they teach, then you just don't learn and you kind of get left behind. But this is something that you have complete control over. You have complete control over how you learn, how you receive, and how you give, how you visualize. So create something specific to you. It can go against the odds. It doesn't matter what other people have to say about it. If that's how you learn and that's how you succeed, then so be it. So listen to podcasts or watch videos or just create something that represents your definition of vision and make
Right.
it plain. I mean, that's what the Bible says. Write your vision and make it plain. It doesn't say you have to put it in a certain way. It doesn't say you have to have certain words in that order, in a certain order, or on a vision board specifically. It just says write your vision. And so vision is different for everybody. So for me, that's what vision looks like. Like I'm just speaking it and putting it into the atmosphere and receiving confirmation from different people. And I don't know, it's like a year of connecting dots and like, okay, I like see it now. I see the path forming out. I have an end goal and I have a starting point. But now it's like, okay, now I need to turn right. I don't have, on a GPS, it'll just give you the whole path right away. The whole
Right.
You got to make four right turns. You got to make 20 left turns. You might need to make a U-turn because it's a dead end down there. But life doesn't give you that. Like it just tells you, okay, right now, turn right. And I'm just following. I'm going. I'm going. I don't know
Right.
where I'm going next. I don't know if I'm gonna need to make a U-turn in the future. I'm just like going with the current, going with what God tells me to do. And then, 20 minutes later or a week later or, a month later, it's like, okay, keep going straight, Reagan. You're doing good. Keep going straight. And so not to like keep going on that point, but just like whatever you see for yourself, we've gotten to a place now to where we gotta stop trying to please other people. Like this, you get one life for yourself. Live this life for you. And my dad, he told me to live this life for other people. And so I'm living this life for other people by getting myself right and inspiring people with my presence and with my life. And that's what I believe my purpose is. And so I don't know, this year I'm just establishing my vision and establishing all of that and going with the will and the current of God. And
Nah, that's powerful. I think one of the biggest things that stood out to me, like with what you were saying, was vision looks dead. To go about it. It wasn't the way that I wanted it to be like to see it. What happened?
You just froze.
You just froze too. I was looking at Look, I was looking at you. I'm like, is she not blinking? Like
No, you just froze for me. So just like start back at the top where you were like bit, it was like bit, and then you pause.
I'll start back from when you ended out and you were like, yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna be like one of the, I'm gonna start from that point.
All right, go ahead.
Cool? All right, I bet. I was like, cause you were stuck like this, you were like, I was like, is she not feeling
Like
it?
you were like that. Like, all
I
right.
bet. You ready?
Yeah.
One of the biggest, hold on, one second. All right, I'm ready. One of the biggest things that stood out to me, like from what you just said, was that vision looks different for everybody. Like for me, I tried to create a vision board. Like I created the vision board. I tried to make it look good, and I'm no artist. Like that stuff probably looked trash compared to other people's stuff. I was on Pinterest trying to get like vision board ideas. I'm not even a Pinterest guy. I downloaded Pinterest. So I'm creating this vision board, but you know, it didn't impact me the same way it might impact somebody else. Like for me, my vision board was as simple as pulling my phone out, writing down in my notes what I wanted my year to look like what goals that I have, you know, whether it was speaking, whether it was writing books, like whatever that was, I wrote it down in my notes, and that's what encouraged me more than seeing a vision board, right? Like I tried to write down, you know, a huge list of things, but that didn't work for me. Like for me, I had to write down a list of 20 things that I had in my mind and keep focused on those 20 things. So it's like your vision's gonna look different. You know, like you can listen to everybody else and get advice from other people. You can listen to us, but even sometimes our way might not be your way. So you have to find what works best for you. And you know, I think the reason vision is so important is because when you do lack vision, right, when you don't have a clear understanding of where you want to go, you can't plan for it. Like you can't even organize your steps to get to where you want to go because you're all over the place. Like, and I'm speaking from experience, like that was me at a point. Like for me, I had big dreams, big goals, but they was just all in my head. So it was like whenever something would pop up in life, lose focus. Whenever I would, you know, go through something, lose focus. It was like when I didn't have a clear vision, when it wasn't written down somewhere, I couldn't plan my steps. I couldn't prepare myself, even when life went wrong, even when things went left. I couldn't even prepare myself to get back on track because I was lacking vision. So, like, when you get a clear vision of where you want to go, you're going to see a big improvement in just, you know, how hard you go for one, and then how you can get yourself back on track because you're going to get off path sometimes. But it's all about you being able to redirect yourself back on the right path and keep going towards that vision. But yeah.
Absolutely. Wow. That was totally powerful. That was really good, Marquise.
I appreciate it.
One thing that I did want to add is don't feel bad about it either. Like I used to beat myself up over the fact that, like for me personally, vision boards don't work for me either. Like I've tried to create a board and do it in the way that everybody else tells you to do it. And so, you know, it helps being able to see it every day, but seeing it that way is not what helped me. So I create a daily planner with daily goals and daily visions that I have that I want to set for myself. And I like crossing them off the list, you know, seeing that I'm getting something done. And I even break it up even into littler parts. Like I'll have vacuum my room, make my bed, shower, then get dressed. And I'll have all those things that may seem little to you, but for me, it feels like I'm accomplishing a lot and I feel more productive understanding everything that I accomplished that day. And so, I mean, if you don't visualize the way that people visualize, don't beat yourself up over it. I've wasted time, like I said, doing that myself. Just find what works best for you. Like I said earlier, I feel like we've gotten to a place to where we don't have to try to please everybody in this world, and that it's accepted now to go in the way that you have a desire to go because it's what's best for you. Like, we're literally not meant to be each other, or God would have created a whole bunch of Reagans and Marquises. If he wanted a whole bunch of Marquises or a whole bunch of Beyoncés or a whole bunch of Rihannas, then we would have that. That would, you know, be the standard, but he doesn't. He has Reagan, he has Marquise, he has Beyoncé, and he has Rihanna. Everybody all separate because everybody's different. Everybody has different passions within them, which that's another topic that we'll get into another day. How cool I think it is that everybody is, you know, genetically different and has different passions, and it's not meant to have the same path and same journey in life. Like each and every single thing is different for the billions of people that have walked the face of this earth. But in terms of vision, like you just gotta do you and do what works best for you. So
That's it. And one thing that you said, I really loved it. You said, you know, just you waking up, taking a shower, you know what I'm saying, doing your hair, doing your makeup, all of that. Those look like small things to some people, but in reality, like those are small wins. You know, like some people, like we look at social media and we look at these people's days, their routine. I'm here to tell y'all, these people do not wake up and go get a new haircut and go to the gym and then go travel the world in one morning. They don't do all of that. Like sometimes you got to get off social media and stop comparing yourself. Celebrate your small wins. Like celebrate the fact that you woke up, you got out of bed, right? You woke up, you went and brushed your teeth. You didn't leave yourself with that stank breath. You would, you know what I'm saying? Like you got up, you put your clothes on, you took those steps towards your dream. Maybe you didn't read a whole book, but you got up and you read a couple pages when you usually never read. Like, you got to celebrate your small wins. Like, don't get caught up in, oh, I have to do everything today. I have to, you know, get everything done within this week or this month or even this year. Like, take your small wins, celebrate yourself, even if it's really small. Like, it doesn't matter. If you can't celebrate your small wins, when you do get those big wins, you won't even value it as much. Like, you gotta celebrate your small wins. So, like, that would be one of my biggest things that I want to leave y'all with. Like, celebrate your small wins. And, like, as you're working towards your vision, celebrate your small wins. Like, for me, with my clothing brand, I'll give y'all an example, you know, just in my life. Last year, when it came to pop-up shops, when it came to my product, things like that, like, when it came to just the process of that, I reflected with my pops who's driving in the car. I'm like, dang, Dad, last year we didn't go to, like, we weren't even close to the amount of pop-up shops that we went to, right? Just signing up for events, showing up, getting my brand out there, getting my message out there. I was like, man, this year we've done a pop-up shop literally, I think, every week, like, close to every week. And that was a huge jump from what we did last year, right? And it's like, that's a small win. Maybe we didn't hit 100,000 in sales, but we got that brand out there. We got the message out there. So you gotta celebrate your small wins and just celebrate yourself as you're on this, you know, mission of achieving that big vision that you have.
Yeah, and it all starts with the ability to visualize initially. So just work on your vision and find yourself in this life, whatever works for you in terms of vision. Reading that wherever, watching whatever videos, listening to whatever podcast to get all the information that you need to really discover yourself. But
This one.
yeah,
Listen to this podcast.
listen. Yeah. Listen to this one first.
Yes.
Listen to this one and then come back to this one, you know, a couple times, you know, to get your shebang going.
Right.
But, you know, that's all we have for you guys today for Vision. Thank y'all so much for tuning into this podcast. We love each and every single one of you with all of our hearts, with both of our hearts. And that's double the love. How can it get better than that?
Reagan, one question before we wrap it up totally is, like, what's one of your biggest visions for 2023?
One of my biggest visions is, you know, I guess exposure. Like really getting out there and getting in the room. Because once I was getting in the room when I was 12 years old with Lisa Nichols, that took me so far. And I think I just got stuck on that one room that I forgot that there's so many other places out here that I can get
Right.
my message into. There's so many other different groups of people that I can expand my horizons to. So it's getting in the room and it's expanding my brand. What about you?
For me, I think one of my biggest visions this year, I got so many of them,
I know.
but for me, I actually want, so you know the cartoon that I've been working on.
Yes.
So like, my biggest vision for 2023 is completing my cartoon
Okay.
and getting my cartoon, like, picked up and actually produced by a big network. Of course, I know it probably takes like a year, 2 years to actually get it done, but, like, getting it picked up, that's one of, like, my biggest visions. Yeah.
Just started. Like all you got to do is
That's
start.
it.
We try to have the whole thing planned. We was talking about that earlier, Marquise. We try to have the whole thing planned and end up not even starting in the first place. So just
Right.
start. I mean, accept the fact that you're gonna fail a couple times. Accept the fact that it's more than a couple times. Accept the fact that it's not gonna go your way the first few times. Just accept. Just be ready to already get knocked down because you
Right.
learn from learning how to get back up, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So yeah, those are some of our biggest visions. Marquise, we got about 2 minutes left, so if you want to close us out.
For sure. Nah, y'all, like, if I can leave y'all with anything today, and I'm gonna wrap it up after this. Remember that you don't need to have everything figured out. Don't let this year be a year of procrastination and overthinking. Like, that was one thing that I really struggled with in the past, was I overthought everything. I procrastinated because I tried to have everything figured out. I tried to know every small detail of how my journey would look. But remember, to have a vision, right, to see where you want to take your life, you don't have to have everything figured out. Just trust yourself, trust in your intuition, like, you know it's for you, and keep your trust in God. I'm a very spiritual person. Like, God, He leads my life. So trust in God and let him lead your steps. But yeah, y'all, that's all I got for y'all today. Young moguls. Another episode. Come on. I'm so glad we got on here and did this today. But
Yes.
yeah, young moguls, we will see y'all next Sunday. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Peace out.
Bye.